This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
What happened to this world when a white cop can't just do heroin and pass out in his car for a while?
Get ready for the social hour.
From Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, we celebrate the 300th episode with guests former producer Traz Swartout, former news anchor Jack Dobson, former news anchor Monica Stutz, with producer Jeremy Person, and Sophie Tomey on the news. And now your host, celebrating his 300th episode, but probably not living to celebrate his 40th birthday, Deese Casillas.
Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another fantastic episode. We have a special treat for you. This is, after I think about 6 years almost, the 300th episode of the podcast. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We have a great show lined up for you. Sophie Tomey is in the house with us tonight. Sophie, how you doing?
So good.
So good. We have a former news anchor, Jack Dobson, in the house. Jack, how you doing?
Great.
And former producer Traz Swartout in the house. Traz, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great. What's up, everybody?
Good to see you guys. And then we will also have original news anchor Monica Stutz making an appearance via Zoom on the show. And also current producer Jeremy Person is going to be Zooming in also later. He's scared I have the coronavirus because I've been going everywhere and doing things still, and he still claims to have children, which I don't fucking believe. I've never seen them, and they're redheads, gross. But thanks guys for coming out, thanks for supporting us over the years. It's gonna be a fun episode. Off the top, some quick news. The format of the show is going to change so much, but we are going to twice a week to start. Release dates will be Tuesday and Thursdays now instead of Wednesdays. So you're going to get two episodes a week, and potentially I'm batting around the idea of going 5 days a week, man. Really? Going Monday through Friday. I've got the time now with technology because I realize I can use technology. I can do it via Zoom. It opens up a lot. I mean, I don't have to have someone sitting in the studio with me to do this show. I talked to our friend Luke Severide, comic from Tacoma, for about an hour and a half last week. And, you know, we just sat on Zoom and talked to each other, and it was great. So I'm going to be doing more of that. Hopefully Sophie will be able to be here as much as she is able to. And Jeremy, once he stops pretending like he has a family, at least I know he doesn't care about him if he has one. some shows will just be me and the guests, some shows will be me and the gang. But you're going to get at least two a week for now. And, potentially this might be a 5 days a week thing. I'm kind of building up to that. And I think that might kind of be the future of this show now that I've kind of freed up some time and I can't do stand-up comedy. And that's probably going to be a little more limited in general for the foreseeable future. So I'm just going to focus on the things I have. And this is one of the outlets we have.
Sweet.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be good, man.
It's exciting. So, I think it's going to open up who can be your guest. You know what I mean? You can get somebody from Tacoma, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Different cities, different parts of the world.
That's kind of, yeah, and I'm excited about that, where before I was so, I was just always kind of this limited of who's in town, and, you know, we'd have out-of-town comics when they're in town, but now it's like, yeah, I know people all over the world, literally. Like, I just, you know, send them a Zoom link, and we can chat for an hour and put that up, and that's, you know, that's, it's just easy. So, yeah, it's definitely going to open up doors for that. So that's one of the things we're doing here at the Social Hour. We've got some other plans. Every Monday, you're still going to get the Social Minute. I'm working on a few other things to hopefully get some more regular content. I mean, the idea is to kind of get a fully functional comedy channel with regularly scheduled programming every day of the week. Nice. I've got a couple different shows, some actual audio, not audio, just actual like shows, like not like sitcoms, but like game shows we're going to film and produce and
is
things
there
like
be prizes?
That. There will be prizes, mostly monetary and things like that. But money's good. Yeah, you might win a llama. We're going to win some rocks that Jack's trying to give away.
I have lots.
She has lots of rocks. And we don't want to move them again next time. not all of them anyway. Some of them. so yeah, we're just trying to, you know, in this new era of coronavirus, we're all going to die, but just kidding, not really, but still everyone's scared about it. And we can't really do stand-up comedy anymore. That whole landscape's going to change drastically for a long time. So, you know, it may mean some different shows, online comedy shows. I don't want to do online stand-up. That sounds like a fucking nightmare. I haven't done it yet, and I'm probably not going to.
I really like the game show idea.
Yeah, I got offered a couple of stand-up, and I said no. I don't. It seems Sophie
flat.
Did one. You did one. How was it?
It was just as weird as you think it's going to be.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like it. It's not the way comedy is supposed to be done, doing stand-up. You need energy. You need people there. Even via Zoom, where you can listen or see the audience and kind of get some reaction, still just not the same. But shows where it's interactive with the audience and we play games like we've done before, Bitch Please. I can't think of the other games I usually play now right off the top. Happy Endings, things like that.
What's Happy Endings?
Happy Endings is a game where people send us their sad stories and we find a way to put a happy comedic twist on it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've done other games. Like, we used to do a game called Made Up Movie, where people would give us a movie title and we would create a movie around it.
Sounds fun.
We briefly tried a game called Deese Explains the Bible, which I'd really like to bring back with the right people around me. I don't think I ever did it with anyone in this room, but we would just basically have people usually just find a random Bible verse and read it, and then I would explain it, what it meant, in my view. So that, you know, just things like that in a comedy show. I'm willing to do that, but yeah, the stand-up thing I don't want to do online, and being in live comedy venues is just not gonna be as accessible for a while. I'm just gonna say a while, but it's gonna be, I would say, at least a year, if not two, before you see it being like it was.
I'm sorry,
before
did you say
started.
2 years?
Not until I can, not successfully, until we are able to do stand up again, but probably until it's going to be able to be done in the quantity or kind of similar to the amount of it was being done.
Pre-COVID world.
Yeah, 4 months ago.
What?
I think it's going to be a long time. I think it's going to be a really long time. So, I mean, there'll be shows, just not as often. The people that can come, it won't be as many people. It's just going to be a completely different landscape. So I'm looking to other things that to do to fill my time and to keep you you guys all entertained. So we'll go around the board here real quick. We're gonna bring Monica Stutz in about 15 minutes. But let's talk to everyone about what they have been doing during the coronavirus, because it's been about, what are we on, 3 weeks now almost?
3 weeks.
Or 3 months, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
March, April, 2.5. A little over two. Sophie, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy during all this?
Well, when it first started, I just moved into a new apartment. So I've spent a lot of time just doing stuff there, like repainting some of my own things and like sanding and trying to be like a little like handiwork or whatever. And if I'm not at home, going on hikes, which is nice. I feel like the first 2 years of living here, I didn't like hike super often.
Yeah.
But now I just like have a bunch of time. So it's been fun see some of the actual trails here. And other than that, I have watched more Netflix than I think I thought I ever could. And I had so much time when this first started. I'm like tired of my zombie game now. You know that zombie game I was addicted to?
Yeah, zombie game.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm like, I can't anymore.
You must save a ton of money then.
Yeah, well, I got over that. But I cannot even really stand to like be on my phone anymore. I'm like just trying to find other things to do. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's doing some artwork and whatnot, but.
The Netflix thing is like I found myself watching shit I would never watch
ever
in a million years.
I just finished Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and I hate myself.
Is it good? So, wait, is that good?
It has its moments, but I wouldn't say it's a good show.
We were just talking about that the other night and how I felt like I should watch it because I love Tina Fey and a lot of the actresses in it.
Yeah.
You know,
the one girl who plays Jenna on 30 Rock.
Yeah, the blonde.
I love her. She was like my favorite. But yeah, I don't
She's
know.
Not
it's
that
like
good in that show.
Yeah, it's like just it doesn't like. Just it's like they try too hard, kind of. But I mean, but it's cute. I watched the whole thing, so I can't talk that much shit.
Is it still a current show or is it over?
It's over.
Okay, so that's the finale, series finale.
Yeah.
How many seasons are there?
4, I think.
So like 10 episodes a season? Are we talking 20 episodes?
Probably like 12 or 13, something
like
that.
Okay, so it's about 50 episodes is the whole thing. Okay. I was just talking about how I should watch it, and now I probably never will. also, I realized like just maybe a few weeks ago that up until very recently, I thought The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and The Marvelous Miss Maisel were the same show. and I realized they are wildly different shows.
Yeah.
Besides being a bunch of dames in it.
picked up that word.
Yeah. they're not the same show. So I was mistaken. I was literally like weaving the two shows together as one show. And I thought it was this show that Tina Fey made about a stand-up comic in the 40s, you know? And
like, she used to be like, a mom, and now she wants to make in comedy.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a weird show. And then I always hear about who's in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and I see things from Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm like, I don't see any of those people in that commercial. Because they're different shows, it turns out. They let ladies do a lot of things these days. It's getting real progressive.
It's crazy.
I can let them vote. Ugh, crazy. just kidding. They won't let them vote. What are you looking forward to most? Quarantine's over, right? We're over the quarantine thing. Started it.
Right.
I never started. Yeah. I mean, I was in like 4 states over 3 weeks or 2 weeks. I was like, fuck it. you know, now that, you know, it's a little freer, what are you looking, you know, what now things are opening up, I guess I should say, what are you looking forward to doing? Or what was one of the things you missed the most that you couldn't do?
Well, comedy, but like you said, it's going to be a long time before it's, I'm nervous too, because I just helped take all these tables and chairs out of the comedy club and It literally looks like someone's doing like a back alley restaurant in a warehouse now. Yeah. Like there's just like sparse tables all around. And so I get a, so I'm hosting for Samuel J. Comro when he comes.
Yeah.
Assuming we are open by then. But so I'm like excited about that, but I'm also like, it's going to be so weird. Like the closest audience members still have to be 6 feet from the stage too. And it's all like such a big room, the laughter. I just like, I don't know, but I am excited for that. I'm excited to like have a purpose again, to like go to work and like talk to people on a regular basis. But yeah, I guess I'm just like a little nervous to see how it all is actually going to be, because I know it's like stupid to think that it's going to be anything close to how it was.
Yeah, it's going to be really strange. I mean, I've talked to a lot of comics about it, and some are more optimistic. I'm trying to be fairly pragmatic, which is generally my approach. And it's just, yeah, when you have, when you go from, you know, 360 people to 100 or so, you know, 120 people sparsely through a large room. I mean, if the room was a third of the size and you had 120 people in there, then it's okay. But you know, when you're talking 120 people in a space that can fit 360, it feels like a fucking, you know, it feels empty.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's going to be difficult. So, yeah. But all right. What about restaurant? What's the number one restaurant you want to go to? You've been waiting to go hit.
Well, I just had my first night out the other night, actually.
Yeah.
We hit up the Onion. Oh, classic.
Classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun. I don't really know if there's a restaurant in particular. I guess the Onion, because
yeah,
I just
go.
Went
That's
there.
Where,
but
that was it. That was what you were waiting for.
Mostly, I just want to like go out and not feel guilty
for going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never felt bad about it.
Yeah, me neither.
Jack, what have you? I mean, I know, but what have you? What have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been doing a whole lot of nothing. Hiking, adventuring, some art periodically, taking photos, digging up rocks.
You moved?
Oh yeah, I did move. I moved about the same time Sophie did.
All you guys moved recently.
Mm-hmm. Setting up my new apartment and
got a barbecue.
He slaved away putting it together for me.
Aww.
Yeah, it was.
Gentlemen.
Let's not get carried away.
Yeah.
Gentleman, he just wants her to make some ambitious food with it.
I really like my apartment, except for all the tweakers in the neighborhood. But
yeah, at least the people with the van full of bikes left.
Yeah, that was rough.
Sorry for befriending that guy.
Traz has been my house guest for the last couple weeks.
Yep, super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I've been loving it, Jack. Thank you. All the thanks and gratitude. You have no idea.
I do.
This whole journey would not be possible without the people that you love and the community around you.
Yeah, Traz and I had an adventure. I went down to visit him and come back up with him. Flew down to Vegas, drove over from there, and spent a couple days down in Southern California. Then made our way up to Northern California.
Yep, via the coast, and some cool beaches and stuff along the way.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure. It was fun. We got to do all kinds of shit, man, down there in the desert. Doing some little spirit journeys in the desert.
That's what it is, just that. For my coronavirus experience, it like worked out perfectly. Like right when I left Spokane is like when everything was popping off. And so I got to move down to Southern California. I'm super gracious for that opportunity. Heather King, big shout out. And dude, it's been paradise. I literally live on Paradise Avenue.
That's true. You do.
It's like, man, I have always wanted to move to the desert, but I never anticipated this particular spot. You know, I wouldn't have necessarily thought about California as my first destination.
Yeah.
But it's like a lovely little town of 3,500 people. So it's like I get to me all the benefits of California and like not really any of the downsides.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even tell people.
I know, right? Yeah. Don't go there. It sucks.
Yeah, but yeah, it's incredibly beautiful. I'm surrounded like 360 degrees by hills. I'm in like in a transitional zone between the low desert and the high desert. So there's like mountains and stuff with snow on it, even though it's like desert and it's hot.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I'm like right next to Joshua Tree. So
yeah, all know, the, like, the like, terrain's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people are like, do you go to Joshua Tree? And it's like, dude, every time I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And like just the timing couldn't have been better. I worked really hard, I feel like, this last year at the piano bar. Like didn't take any days off when I wanted to in the summer and stuff. And like pushed hard into the fall and even into the winter. Worked way longer than I anticipated. So I kind of needed a break. And the coronavirus timing was perfect because I got to basically move to California and have like a staycation. But I was also like kind of on vacation because I've never been there before. So
yeah,
it was super good for my mental health. Just got to eat properly, enjoy the sunshine, like wake up at 6 a.m. and like kick the sheets off and run outside and just like sunbathe. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, met a really cool friend down there. Her name is Jody. She's super awesome. She's like a valley girl, like literally from the San Fernando Valley in the 1980s. So she's like totally like whatever. but she's super badass. Like she's like she'll tell you she ain't no city slicker. She's been taking me on a lot of like fun jeeping adventures with the High Desert 4x4 Club. They like found out that I like rocks and crystals and stuff, so they went out of their way to go out to a couple of like abandoned mines and stuff. I got to go in there and Deese, yeah, to you too.
We found some gold. Found some gold in our hills.
Straight up.
Yeah.
It's like damn exciting going into the crust of the earth, like seeing bats and stuff. Like,
yeah, there we saw. Yep, there was a bat.
I love bats.
Yeah.
Finding pretty crystals. Like, I didn't know what to expect going into those mines, but found like some gold, a pyrite cube, which I'm really excited about. Tourmaline, like a little bunch of green tourmaline. And it's just like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was supposed to come up to Spokane earlier than I did to work at the piano bar and coach my son's soccer team. But that all got canceled. So, I came up here anyways. I'm really excited that my kids aren't in school. It's a weird thing for a parent to say probably, but I've always just been sort of like, fuck the school system. It's not a place for smart people. And I want my kids to like have those experiences in their life. But big shout out to all the teachers and educating everybody. you know, I mean, reading and writing is tight. You know what I mean? Arithmetic's great.
Reading and writing is tight.
But damn, man, it's just like, it's kind of soul sucking a little bit to be in school every single day. So I'm like grateful that my kids get the opportunity to like actually go outside and play and go do some hiking and sort of like find themselves in this experience. So
that's sweet.
Yeah. Adorable little angels. My daughter was able to like she does gymnastics. She does a round off backhand spring, and it's like, you know, that's a big scary move to do. And yeah. It's like she's had the time to just like nail it. It's pretty damn cool. But yeah, now I'm back in town. I'm excited for things to open up fully. I think the onion sounds really delicious. I'll have to go check that out. Yeah. For sure.
They don't have the nachos right now. I was kind of sad.
What's up on the French onion soup?
I didn't have that. I had a burger.
Did
mushroom
they have it,
burger.
Though?
Oh, no, actually. They only.
No.
It was like a really. It's still good stuff. It was tasty. We got drunk. It was fun.
Yeah, nice. God, they're
delicious. Jeez, I don't think I've ever eaten a Funyun.
Oh, that's like a staple.
Straight up.
Yeah, you'll now like it.
It's like
are
the
you
only
a vegetarian?
No, but I can't.
It's called the onion. Jack was going to walk in and just like, get inflamed and blow up.
Probably.
Yeah, it's good.
No vampires allowed.
Sorry.
Dude, I'm so like the onion realistically. Spokane's like last food? Like trademark kind of like restaurant with Olive Garden almost said. Rocky Rococo's.
Oh, yeah.
Going out of business and
Yeah,
that's super sad. That was my little secret spot. Had the best ambience in there. Like, they just nailed it on the decor. And the music and everything was too perfect. And the salad bar. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you going to find a salad nacho bar now?
Yeah, I didn't know they had a nacho bar. You didn't tell me that until...
Closed down.
Damn, I'm part of the problem, huh?
We talked about this.
Oh, great. And Saros Aliri's before that, RIP, that was my former number one favorite Spokane restaurant.
Mm-hmm. They had deep fried ice cream.
Damn, dude. Killing it on the dessert game. Delicious, yeah. Like, delicious fries good. And ranch.
And it was fun in there. It was like...
Yeah.
Zany.
My mom used to work there when I was a little kid. I remember going in there, being a part of the downtown, like seeing all the fun decorations.
Did you ever go in?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it was,
hello?
It was right next door to Rocky Rococo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
What's up, Monica?
Guys, we have Monica on the line. Can you hear everyone, Monica?
I can.
Okay, hi. Monica, we have Traz. You know Traz.
Yes.
And we've got Jack Dobson and Sophie Tomey, current and former news anchors on the show also. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Sitting on the patio.
Oh, nice. Sitting on the patio having a cocktail?
No.
No.
I was watching the news, just drinking water.
Oh, so Monica
so
just...
adult of you, Monica, how things have changed.
What's Monica messaged me and asked if I was watching the news. What's going on in the news?
I can see her from here. Basically, there was people that tried to break into the Nike store.
Uh-huh.
And then they, I don't know, there was tear gas. And they're saying that these aren't anybody that was involved in the protests earlier, possibly like people that came in on a bus from Seattle or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's basically just like people just trying to do bad things, not stand up for something, it looks like.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that where they've had Antifa coming in after the kind of the peaceful protests,
yeah,
and kind of stirring shit up, basically using it as an excuse to kind of tear shit up. And I had heard that they were going to do that in Spokane because, yeah, we were at the protest, and I will tell you what, it was very nice, very peaceful. Everyone was organized very well. Even the cops, like, who were surrounding the courthouse, took a knee with the people, and then everyone marched back. And then after that is when shit hit the fan. So I think it's, yeah, you know, it's these other people that were there just stirring shit up. So,
yeah.
But yeah, hopefully it doesn't get too crazy. I kind of want to go downtown and check it
totally
out.
Totally. We got to do some live reporting.
Well, I drove through.
Yeah, it's like, it's live right now. You can watch it on Facebook and on KHQ, but okay. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of people. It's more like cars trying to get through, and then they were able to stop the people. It looks like they're boarding up like the Apple store and stuff like that, that are right on
damn
that street. Right. Yeah. It's right in front of where the field or the pizza places or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with Apple's prices, they should be boarding up. People are jacking us. I'd be breaking into, I'd break into that place for some AirPods too, man. $60, you out of your mind?
They always just go to the Nike store first. It's just so funny.
Yeah, you go to the expensive shit first.
Expensive though.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, all that stuff is laden with coronavirus anyway. It's all made in China.
Right? Oh dear.
So, Monica, I haven't talked to you in a while. Catch us up. What's new? How have you been surviving the coronavirus this whole time? What have you been doing to stay busy during this?
Well, yeah, so I work in restaurants, so I was off the whole time. We just have been tackling the backyard, lots of time with the puppies, cooking a lot, lots of shows.
What are you watching?
Let's see. What did we just, that new one with, Steve Carell.
Oh, the Space Force?
One. Yeah.
Is
we
it
watched West. Yeah, we're like six episodes in. It's pretty good. There's a lot of good, like, characters in it.
Okay.
We did, like, Westworld.
Is that the sci-fi, like, weird sci-fi one?
Yeah, okay. On HBO. All kinds of things. I started watching the Jeffrey Epstein thing the other night.
Ooh, all right. All right.
What's that about?
Yeah.
You know what it's about.
I've literally never heard the name Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you find, we were talking about this a minute ago. Do you find yourself watching shit you may have never watched before? It's just like you've got so much time.
I give things more of a chance. Like Shane hates it because I'll like give any like B or C movie a chance just to have something to watch. Yeah. And he's like, oh good, another show about a lawyer. And then he's like wrongly convicted. And I'm like, well, what else, you know?
Yeah.
He plays video games, so that keeps him entertained.
Oh, good,
but
yeah.
I need something to do while I'm candy crushing.
What? Is people still candy crushing? Is that a thing? You're not Animal Crossing?
I'm on
or
level, like, 3,300. Oh,
Jesus Christ. You're like the crush master.
Fuck you. Don't even know.
You're like fucking Big Pun. You're not a player. You just crush a lot.
Dude, I'll be on the level for 4 days. 4 days.
What people don't know is Monica's mastered 297,000 of those in the last 2 months during the quarantine. she was only a couple levels in when this started.
No, I started probably like 2 years ago.
Oh wow, you're really going strong.
And I'm like addicted. But I just got back to work yesterday.
Okay.
I'm working now down at the resort.
In Coeur d'Alene, right? Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Nice.
Yeah,
that's a good place to be for the summer.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. I'll get to spend my days outside at the boardwalk bar or down at the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Work on my tan.
Monica, I want to come visit you. That sounds wonderful. Are you like the girl that pours the bucket drinks?
Oh, I lost. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That was really important.
There you are.
Oh, all right.
Monica, are you the girl that pours the bucket drinks?
I am the girl that pours the bucket drinks.
Oh, yeah. When do you work next?
I put the warps in them and the straws, and it's a good time.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to come visit you. I do the bucket drink, but with only tequila.
Just to bucket it. That's just a bottle. No, that's called bottle service.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's cool. You could totally do it. Some of the other girls did.
Oh, my God.
Was that in your training?
I was told I'm allowed to do that, but we'll try and figure something out for you.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get extra gummy worms or something.
I'll give you extra gummy worms for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's free, right? The gummy worms are free.
The gummy worms are free. You know,
I wouldn't get carried away.
I have to get like a compliment or something when you get there.
Tell you that your eyes are pretty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, what have you, I mean, yeah, service industry, so you can't work, you're kind of stuck, like most people, just hanging out, and getting stuff done. What did you miss the most during the quarantine that you wanted to go do or waiting to go do?
Like going out to dinner. Yeah, that's just,
right.
When I work in the industry, it's nice to be served. And so that's also like date night thing, you know? So Shane did do something cute and he took us out to Sandpoint and like brought a little barbecue and blankets and stuff and just barbecued like lobster and steak.
Damn.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's a keeper.
It's pretty cute. Yeah.
Yeah. So when Monica was on the show, she was actually the original news anchor on the show.
OG.
Yep. Brought her. We tried out a couple girls on the show for the slot. Monica was the best at it, for sure. And she was great.
In your face, bitches.
No, I don't mean out of anyone. I don't mean out of anyone in general. I just mean out of the people we tried out at the time. Everyone has brought a different flavor to it, but Monica was out of the people we first, the initial run, Monica.
You crushed
it, girl. Yeah, she was great at it. What I really liked about Monica is she brought, she was like actively wanted to bring stuff to the show, like bringing segments like stuff, Monica's Munchies. Monica's Munchies.
And stuff according to
Stutz. And stuff according to Stutz. Yeah. Now, so because you're a foodie, let's talk some Monica's Munchies now. Where, for our listeners that are inside the major metropolitan area of Spokane, where are some of the best places to go recently that you've tried for food? I mean, obviously not in the last 2 months, but.
Not in the last few months. I know one of my favorite restaurants that people aren't too familiar with is in Post Falls, and you could go now, but it's a French restaurant called Fleur de Sel.
That's one at the golf course, right?
Yeah, so that's fun because, like, if you go on a date or something, like you could go golfing, you can go get a massage, then you can go to this cute French restaurant, and you can just try things that you haven't tried before, like bison and escargot and foie gras. And it all sounds like you're gonna try it once in your life or whatever, and they're so sweet. And so that's definitely one of my favorite restaurants. Let's see, what else have
Dude,
I gone
me too.
To
I've done that date where you go out and like get a massage and then go eat at the French restaurant. It's life at its finest.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta like treat yourself, you know.
Yeah,
like, you only got you gotta YOLO and why not get a massage and eat some snails?
Like. Yeah. Well, especially these days, we could die at any minute. The sun's dying. There's earthquakes, coronavirus, protests. We're on our way out.
You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So today, like, go golf, get a massage, have a glass of champagne, have some, you know, duck liver, and just, live your best life.
I like that.
Foie gras.
Amen, sister.
So, Monica, I have to ask, did you watch Tiger King?
Of course I watched Tiger King.
Give me, what's your thought? Okay, who was the best character?
I don't know. I mean, Carol Baskin's pretty freaking entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I wished on that little thing that Joel McHale did that they were able to get an interview with her on an update. But I heard they didn't like how she was portrayed.
What, as a murderer?
Trying to let people know, like, she probably killed her husband.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Allegedly. They have to keep saying allegedly, but, I mean, they inferred pretty heavily that he may have been eaten by her tigers.
Isn't there an investigation now?
Yeah. What about...
There's going to be a new special on, like, A&E or whatever with that guy that was his the film guy or whatever.
Oh, really?
And he said, like... Yeah, he's like, this is going to be the last thing that I ever do to promote this guy or whatever, but this is the final word on the story or whatever.
Oh, that guy loves it. He's a fucking reality star, reality show executive. Like, he's eating it up any screen time he can get. That guy.
Oh, for sure.
What about Doc Antle, the guy with the brothel of sexy vixens that he, like, uses?
Oh,
my least favorite.
Oh, the new owner?
No, not that him. Guy. The guy who, the other tiger guy who had, like,
that looked out like he lived in Australia. He always wore that hat.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I wasn't twin him. I did think that kid was funny who was like got his interview in the bathtub. I thought that was really good.
Well, wouldn't you if you could? What a power move. You know?
I would totally have my interview in the bathtub.
Yeah. Like,
and
listen.
Then, and then when they did the Joel McHale special and he had all his teeth fixed. I was like, that is a glow up for sure.
Yeah. Like, he looked like white trash Dave Bautista.
Yeah. What's his Dave Bautista?
The wrestler dude?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. He's like, if you put him side by side, I swear to God, they look, one of it just looks like one did meth. And the other one is the guy from Tiger King. So what do you got on anything on the horizon? You're back to work. What do you?
Yeah, back to work. I'm supposed to go to Mexico if they'll let me in.
Oh,
isn't that interesting to say?
Ugh, when are you going?
We're supposed to be on for my birthday, July 6th to the 13th.
6th to the 13th. Ooh, I don't know if they're letting people in yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to make a call to Delta. I don't know if that's happening.
If you call, I had a flight that Horizon let me cancel and get full refund because of coronavirus. So you should probably, if you can't, call them ASAP.
I've just been looking to go to Mexico after all.
All right. Yeah, I get it. Just don't come back. Shit.
Yeah,
so I can stay down there. Work on that tan down there, girl. Sun works a lot better there. What part of Mexico?
I'll reschedule if not. Yeah, and then let's see. I think we're going to try and sell my house. We're getting too big for this with three dogs and a cat. And
ducks and the whole. Do you sell the ducks?
I don't have the ducks anymore because Doja would eat them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so Pinky and Panky are no more.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where are you headed out to? You going to stay in Spokane?
Yeah, I think we'll stay in Spokane. We want to do a little fixer-upper, try and do a little flip and make a little money.
Yeah, it's good timing for that.
Yeah, and then I think we'd like to do like a year somewhere outside of the country. We've talked about Italy because I really like pizza and pasta.
Okay, yeah, that's a good. I mean, you know, they have that at Golden Corral, Monica. You don't have to go that far. You're going a long ways for pizza and pasta, but I get the spirit in which you're.
Like speak Italian to me while I eat it.
Sure. All right. Yeah. I get the spirit in which that's good. All right. I love it. That's good. It's yeah. Italy. That sounds nice.
But who
nice.
Knows, you know? We just, yeah, but we just kind of want to, yeah, maybe get away after a little while. I'll be off probation. So I
That's, I love, yeah, I get that. Cut that ankle bracelet and flee the country
yeah,
as quick as possible.
Yeah, I get off probation June 5th. Woo-woo.
Yeah, damn. Look at you, girl. I'm proud of you. Finally growing up.
I know. I'll be 37 in July. It just, you know, just took me a little bit.
That's all right. Well, good. All right. Well, I'm glad things are going well, and you're going to enjoy your trip to Mexico. Who's going to watch the dogs when you go to Italy? You can take them with you for a year?
No, we actually, Shane's friend lives in his RV outside of our house.
All right.
So he can babysit.
Okay. Are you going to?
Sounds like a solid dude to me, honestly.
Yeah, it's great. He's always here. He helps Shane. They do like projects together and mm-hmm. he just likes to live that RV life. And so he's outside and Shane's got a buddy and we got a babysitter and a friend.
All right. That's good. All right. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know you've been working all day and stuff, so we'll let you go. We just wanted
to. I haven't been working. I've been watching TV.
No, I thought you, sorry. I thought you were working today.
The weather was too bad.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Work out there. Yeah. All right. But I appreciate it. I'll just go back to what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, we just I just wanted to bring in, say hi again, thank you for being a part of the show over the years and doing what you did early on in the days of the show. And we miss you. And let's bring you back in studio sometime soon when you get a chance and we're not all dying anymore.
Yeah. Well, I miss you guys. I appreciate you having me on.
I miss you too, Monica.
Bye, Monica. On everything.
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right, have thanks. Fun. Bye, dear. We'll talk bye. To you soon.
Miss there. You.
Okay, miss you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
I'm going to rate that a 1-star call. Not because of the quality, just because of the guest. kidding.
You're losing all your fans tonight, Monica, Jeremy's kids.
Listen, Jeremy's actually, you know, I should believe in Jeremy's kids. I did their podcast. They did one episode, which I did. Actually, they did two episodes. I did the first one, and then Tom Meister did the second one, and then Jeremy never did it any. It was very it was difficult. I can imagine it. I mean, I only did the one, but I mean, trying to wrangle two kids. I think they were 10 at the time, 9 or 10, to do, you know, these twins to do this podcast was very unruly.
Sounds wild.
But I remember we did this game on the show on his kids show where Jeremy got all this crazy beef jerky, like crazy stuff like kangaroo and alligator and like penguin and ostrich. Yo. Like fucking all this crazy different
kangaroo.
Types of ostrich or jerky. And then the three of us, me and his two kids, would eat it, and we'd all guess which was which, and we, you know, whoever had the most right at the end won, right?
Dude, we should do that on this
well,
podcast, on this episode.
Wait,
almost.
So here's how the story goes. So we do the whole thing, and I immediately have to leave and go down to the comedy club after the podcast. And I'm driving down there, and my stomach starts to hurt in a way I have never, ever experienced before. The only pain I've ever had that was similar was when my appendix almost burst.
Damn.
And I was just like, and I started realizing, I'm like, I just ate an animal from every continent at once. That no human was meant to do that. No humans... gut was meant to eat every animal from every continent. You know, we were dedicated to some continents. Our people ate these, not fucking ostrich and penguin and fucking alligator all at once. That's nonsense.
That's probably the bat jerky from China.
Oh, dude. And I like riffed a fart in my car.
Yeah.
That I, and I literally was like, I'm just going to drive my car off a bridge. It has no resale value anymore. This is forever the worst smell that you could ever imagine that just came out of me. This is like it was like Captain Planet, like with our powers combined. You know, God, like it smells like someone dropped like a hot plutonium in just like a pile of Triceratops fucking dookie. And then put it in low tide while there was a dead orca in it. And you're like, I was just like, oh my God, what is like, I was like burning my clothes. Jesus, it was the worst.
Was it just one fart and that let everything
Yes,
out?
It was just one. And it was the worst thing I've ever smelled. I've smelled dead bodies. And I was like, that had been decomposing in the sun for days. And I smelled that and I was like, oh, no. Oh,
man. Did your stomach feel better after the fart?
Yeah, it did. It felt a lot better. But holy crap. Like, I mean, I think I burned a hole through my underwear with that fart.
Oh, my God.
About Jeremy's poor kids, did they make it through that?
That's why he doesn't have kids anymore.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Speaking of Jeremy, we're going to, I'm going to bring him in. We'll ask if he remembers that. He said he might be beating off. Oh, I see a really dark pic camera. He's fucking anonymous right now in the dark.
What's up, Jeremy there?
He's connecting on it. I think it's just his camera. We're just watching.
He's
his,
got a piece of
we're
tape
just,
over
I'm just watching
device.
His room. No, I see his microphone, which is, this is really creepy. I see a dark room with just his microphone in front of the camera. And it keeps coming in out of focus. Right down there is the microphone. Oh, there he is. Hey, there he is. Oh, man. Put some pants on. They can't hear us yet.
There we go.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Jeremy. Jeremy in studio. Look at that fucking, look at that coronavirus beard. That's where all the virus sits, man, right in that beard.
Hey,
Aaron. What kind of camera you got going on that thing? That's a nice, it makes you look good almost.
Yeah, that's a beauty filter.
Can you turn it up? Welcome back to the show. It's been a minute. We got Traz Swartout, Jack Dobson, and Sophie Tomey in studio.
Oh shit!
Hi,
yeah, the whole fucking crew. I can't hear you very well though. So I don't know if you got volume on that end.
Hold on, yeah.
All right, coming in hot now.
There you go.
That better?
Oh yeah, there you go. There we go. I was just telling the story about when I did the podcast with your kids.
Oh God, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this part, that when I was driving to the comedy club afterwards, the fart I ripped in my car. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah. The freaking wild game meat fart.
It was absolutely the worst smell I've ever smelled.
Go back and listen to that episode, and the innuendos that you floated past my kids were still.
I walk a razor's edge, my friend. Yes. just enough to still be able to go near a school zone. God, I'd still love to listen to that sometime.
I have it somewhere. I think I have it in my Google Drive.
I need to hear it at some point, because I do remember there were a couple ones. There was one wrestling innuendo, I think, that I really
what was it?
God. I don't remember, but I just remember specifically something about wrestling that was like, like they didn't really get it, but you were off mic trying not to laugh. Yeah. all right, good. At least some people are getting this. Man, what have you been doing during, I've been to Jeremy's house a couple times during this, but not inside. getting stuff out of his mailbox. And that's not gay code this time. I've been running all over. What have you been doing during all this?
Fucking hiding out, man. You see that there's supposedly a riot starting downtown?
I keep hearing that. A couple people have messaged me during the show asking if I was safe. I don't know if it's
you're not down there.
Yeah, I don't, well, I was down there earlier. I was wondering if they were messaging me if I was safe because they knew I was down there or just because they thought I'm a fucking nutbag and is starting the riot. So what or have you looked at the latest on what's going on down there? I saw some people trying to break into the Nike store.
Yeah, like they're just firing rubber bullets into the park and fucking throwing tear gas into the riverfront. Oh,
fuck, dude, that's kind of dope.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I kind of want to go down there and take pictures, but at the same time, I'm fucking really white.
Dude, you got really that's white. Why you'll be okay.
No, use your privilege, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's all the Antifa fuck. Yeah, man. Use it for good. It's art, man. Go for it. You've got all the gear to riot up for when you go bow hunting. Humans, you can use that to go after Antifa.
You see the video of the guy that pulled his bow out of a fucking
In Utah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some guy
didn't turn out well.
He got some guy gets out of a car and he's like, he looked half drunk because he like like he never used a bow and arrow before because he's staggering around trying to get this bow into loaded up. And he got did he get it one off at the guy that was coming at him the first guy?
I didn't see him actually fire one, but he got his ass fucking beat.
Yeah,
He was running around telling the news that it was because he said all lives matter and they started hitting him in his car. It's like, no, you got out of your car and pulled a bow on him and then
I do appreciate the love for a weapon like that. Let's not if everyone brings bow and arrows, I'm kind of with it, like give people like a mace, a bow and arrow and some cool stuff like it make some wooden buckler shields and just kind of go out there and fucking have a blast, dude.
Yeah,
you got to dress the part, though. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Renaissance style. Yeah, like, was he wearing like wacky shoes or like a funny hat or anything?
Yeah,
hell yeah, hell yeah.
It's just more Robin Hood tights. It's more realistic LARPing. Let's fucking go for it.
He's out here playing Skyrim.
I got 100 charisma points. You can't take me, bitch. Fuck, man. Yeah, so I mean, you've been kind of working during this and stuff. What else? I mean, what are you just trapped at home with your kids and wife? I mean,
no, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, working from home, playing more Call of Duty. Went out on a few hikes, but that's about it. I really haven't left. I just started going to stores like last week.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you been getting shit?
Yeah.
Delivery? Having it delivered?
Amazon. Yeah, delivery. Megan doesn't mind going to the store, so she's been going.
Just send her out for it.
I'm old.
Put her life at risk. Yeah, they don't need a mom. You can get another younger, newer model. You can trade up, man. That. just find one that's not fertile this time.
I'm fixed, man. I'm good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I was gonna say we don't need more redhead kids running around.
No, we got enough of those just in this fucking house.
Right. So you've just been, God, man. I'd be going fucking nuts if I was just hanging in the house
the whole time. Crazy for a long time, man. I'm used to it.
That's true. That's true. Like you, I mean, I there. Not that there's a lot of places to go. But
no, especially with kids. Like I can't just up and leave my kids at home. So
yeah, you're too white for that to leave your family. that's true. Way to play into that whole being
not
a parent
the race stereotype. Tension, man, not helping it.
I was talking about Asians.
Oh yeah.
They fuck everything up. No, they don't keep their kids, just the boys. as it should be. So well, what do you, I mean, now that quarantine's kind of ending, what are you doing? You said you're venturing out a little more?
A little more. Not much, though.
No?
I mean, still, for the most part, I just stay at home. I never really went anywhere before this shit, though.
God damn, man.
Like, so it's not, usually I would just go to work. So it's not a huge difference in my life, you know?
Now, do you even have to go in for work now?
No, I've been working from home.
Oh, Jesus. Are you going to go back to work or you just work from home?
I got to start this next week, just after hours shit. So we'll see. And I just got back from there today, but I was the only one there.
Yeah. So. God damn. Well, at least you're still working, man. These, everyone else is, that's why they're rioting. They got no jobs. They got no money.
Yeah, no shit.
You got to get on the sweet unemployment money.
Mm-hmm.
How did you,
bunch of fucking new Nikes on Mercari and shit. Facebook Marketplace.
How did you spend your $1,200 in Trump bucks?
Fuck.
What gadget did you buy?
I think I just paid rent with it.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
How responsible of you.
I know. I have gotten a whole bunch of new shit, though. I mean, I got a new camera. I got some new lenses.
Well, you sent me those wireless recording.
Yeah, the wireless mics you got. I got a lavalier to hook up to those. What else did I get? I got new lights.
Jesus. Okay. You got to do something with it now.
I am, right here.
What are you, this? Sitting in the dark? Zooming? But
like, I've had this area set up to do something with, but now that my kids aren't in school, like, they have weekly Zoom meetings, so they do them from down here. Mm-hmm. So they've pretty much taken over this area and use it for school.
So what are you going to use it for?
Probably just watching porn.
How's it been with the kids doing at home, doing Zoom meetings for school?
I don't think teachers should be making any money. I think that we should be getting paid that.
Yeah.
Because it's all been up to us. It's been fucking insane. We have to sit there and teach them everything, make sure they're doing all their homework, turn in all their homework, do all this shit. And the teachers just get to sit at home and send out emails.
Yeah.
Say that we're doing something wrong.
Yeah, man. You should be making that $28,000 a year. Whatever the hell.
Have summers off.
And benefits.
Benefits or whatever they're making. I mean, I can't, because how old are your kids now?
11 and 2 11.
So how, I mean, that's got to be crazy having them, you know, 2 11-year-olds in the house, just go and probably crawl on the walls wanting to go run around and
all they want to do is play video games. It's super fucking easy with them. It's the other one that I'm worried about.
Oh yeah. I guess that's true. Kids these days just don't do anything, right? They just in the house.
They set up Zoom meetings with their friends. They sit there and play online with all their friends. They don't, I have to freaking ground them from video games to get them to go outside and bounce on the trampoline or play basketball or take their hoverboards out for a ride or something.
Jesus, they got. I couldn't imagine if I had anything like that when I was a kid, I would ever be inside.
No, that's what I always say. And I'm like, man, I never was inside. I would pack a bag in the morning and I would be gone all fucking day and not come home until nighttime.
Yeah.
And these kids, I can't even get them out of their bedrooms.
Jesus Christ. Do your kids fight?
Oh yeah.
Do they like wrestle? Like play wrestle, like for fun, like beat each other up kind
of? No. They for real shit.
Yeah. but they don't do that. But
the other one a black eye the other day.
They don't do like what, you know, when we were kids, you like just fucking beat each other up as friends,
right?
Yeah,
we used to set up our mattresses in my parents' living room and fucking do full WWF shit. Like back before it was WWE.
Straight up.
Fucking kill each other, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised I'm not paralyzed. I fucking landed right on my neck once and couldn't walk for like 10-15 minutes.
Oh, God, dude. That's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. The shit we did as kids, Jesus Christ. Did you know, that's funny you say that. I was reading today that there's like, they're talking about that the WWE may fold because of this shit, because they're not making any of the gate money from all the shows they do like every week, all the live events. They've released a bunch of wrestlers from contracts. And they just, cause they, I mean, they were doing shows still, but they have no
more.
So what
you're saying is that guy that just, the one wrestler that just drowned in California, he was killed by the WWE to release it from his contract.
Well, I think it was technically coronavirus that got him in the ocean. Coronavirus is a good swimmer. It was that, or he died in a protest, I think.
Yeah.
One of the two, maybe a murder hornet. But the they're talking about it may fold. I mean, that is crazy that things that big are susceptible to just, you know,
it's so fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think, I mean, listen, Vince McMahon doesn't look like a saver, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
no, not really.
So I mean, that's,
but his wife's still working for Trump.
Is she?
So that'd be fine. Yeah.
What does she do?
Fuck, I forget what she does. But yeah, she's employed by the U.S. government.
Jesus. She like Ivanka's... That's not his wife's name. What's his new wife's... Melania? What's the first lady's name?
Yeah.
Melania, I think.
Melania.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, this whole thing, what do you think that life's going to be like after this, once this is all done?
I think it'll get back to normal.
You think so? People not wearing masks, being freaked out?
Maybe in like 2-3 years.
Okay, so that's what I said.
Once the race war ends and
white people win again, or white people are back on top,
take over, it'll be fine.
Who takes over?
Chinese.
Oh yeah, that's gonna. I'm brushing up on my Cantonese.
Does that mean Spokane will finally get a decent Chinese restaurant?
Maybe a barbecue joint too.
Yeah, I would kill for some good chow mein. Literally kill white people. Kill these white people for it.
You mean Chang's isn't good enough for you?
No, I don't want that shit. I don't want their fucking lettuce wraps. I want some real stuff.
Yeah, so Linda McMahon serves on the Small Business Administration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, fucking
WWE is definitely a small business.
Yeah. Also, Trump's administration is really pro small business. You know,
when the salon closed down, trying to get a fucking grant or anything is impossible. You guys don't qualify for it.
Yeah. So you guys didn't get any assistance with the
shit. No, we've just been closed down the whole time.
God damn. So
yeah,
that's the crazy.
She's self-employed, so unemployment was like fuck you.
Yeah. Well, that was the crazy thing for me for a minute is the, you know, the independent artist stuff.
Yeah.
You know, luckily I still had some money on the books for W-2 money from last year. So I was able to get that. And then the extra $600 a week kicked in. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is what.
Making more money than what you were.
Fuck yeah. Well, I got everything together now. I wish. I'd never go.
You're just
actually
getting free drinks as a headliner. Fuck you.
I don't drink anymore. I can't. Wasn't even doing that. Yeah. And that's nice of you to say I'm headlining.
I'm sorry. Is a feature for Glatzmeyer.
Yeah. The whole comedy thing's going to be nuts for a while. We've been talking about that too.
Did you see Mike or what's his name from Kansas City? He's a feature.
Mike Baldwin.
Yeah. Mike Baldwin. Did you see that he did a show recently?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he did a couple.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. The audience was very empty.
I think it's good. Yeah, I mean, I know some people. There's been some stuff going on in Texas. Like Houston's had a couple shows, and you know, I know stuff here. They were going to open next weekend. That got pushed back for about a month, and it's going to be real weird. Sophie said she was there taking a bunch of tables out because there's like 100 people now. Sophie, that'll hold 120.
I want to say like 75. Damn. To 100.
Yeah,
but people aren't allowed to sit with strangers. So like if one person buys a ticket and they're taking up a table of four, if it gets full, we have to turn three people away.
Yeah, because they can't sit with people they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's gonna make the show like so much different. Like
yeah, it's gonna
that
be
business
weird
to be in.
Well, yeah, I mean the crazy thing is too is it affects how the talent you can get, because if you can only push 100 tickets, unless you're tripling your ticket price, you're not getting the same return. So I mean, you can't afford the same talent.
But then, what are those talents gonna do? Where are they gonna fucking go?
Good question, man. Yeah, I don't know.
They're gonna have to do arenas if they're gonna want to fucking do the same audience size that they were, and that's gonna be too much overhead.
That's true. I think a lot of those bigger guys might just do less shows. And I mean, they're the type of guys that can do online stuff and already have a following, so they can make money at it.
Yeah.
It's the smaller guys that are gonna have to kind of find a new way to hustle.
Start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a couple. One's just from a butthole. One's just from a taint. If you buy one, you get the other half off. So I'm also gonna bleach one half of my butthole,
just one half,
so I can get both fetishes and not down the middle. I want to do it like horizontally, so it's like the top half is, you know,
do like some kind of magic eye poster kind of thing on it.
Yeah, if you stare at it long enough, you see that you're gay. Yeah, if you stare at it long enough, you see your stepdad's foreskin. turns out. So, so I mean, fuck, I guess life's just been the same for you then. You just haven't done any, you haven't been doing anything different.
No, not really.
Right. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must
I've
be
been, like, I've always thrived in like depression type situations and shit though. Like, I mean, I found this job during the first freaking recession back in what, 2010, 2012. And I've been working there. So like, I don't like, that's always when I seem to do my best.
Yeah.
Is when everybody else is miserable. I don't know. Maybe I feed off other people's misery.
I believe that.
I think I'd agree with that.
Was that Jack that just said?
Love you.
The first thing you say to me since you said I'm the terrible fucking co-host.
Oh, so have you been following any of the crazy conspiracy theories around all this stuff?
Like the cop's hairline doesn't match up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's one of them. Did you see? That's a new one this morning.
Oh yeah, no, I've been following all this shit.
You know,
I'm on TikTok, man.
That's where you're getting your hard hitting news, TikTok. You know, people used to resource like, you know, AP, Dateline, Reuters. No, you're like TikTok.
Really good way to get like what's actually going on is you go into Snapchat and you look up on the maps the area that they're happening in, and you can watch people's live Snapchat videos, and you can see in real time like what's fucking going down.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man.
You know what's weird about that that cop? Yeah, they showed that picture of his arrest. But there were some people saying that's a picture. That's not a booking picture. That's an old picture of him. But also, there were people who were looking up in all the counties in Minnesota, and he's not booked anywhere in Minnesota. He's not coming up as showing being booked anywhere.
Huh. Yeah. And, you know, it's really weird. My first thing was I thought that he was like a crisis actor because he looked a lot like the guy from Cash Cab.
Ben Bailey?
Yeah.
He doesn't look at anything.
Picture, man. He looks exactly like
he kinda Ben Bailey. I kind of see it, actually. I'll pull up a picture, Sophie. We'll see if you you're right. He kind of does. He looks like Ben Bailey.
Why is that conspiracy not going around?
Yeah. If Ben Bailey was going to star in Philadelphia. or as I always call it, the deadliest catch. So what was the other one that, oh yeah, there's the meteorite coming towards Earth. That was a big one for a while, that their comet was going to, the murder hornets, the 5G, of course, 5G controlling everyone. The weird one about that is we've talked about it a couple times on here is that, I've actually heard interviews with guys who are like former CIA who say the government was finding ways to use cell towers to manipulate people. Not in so much like not so much as like, hey, it's like laser focus, we can control you and make you go murder someone, but just to make people like docile, essentially, like make them like, you know, easily pliable.
Yeah.
So
well, I mean, that would make sense to me then.
Yeah,
but I don't have any 5G stuff.
Well, you don't have T-Mobile. It's coming.
I got Comcast. They say it's coming, but I got an iPhone, so.
Oh, does that not get 5G? Well, you got to upgrade.
You got to get the pros. Don't have 5G yet.
Jesus Christ! You just upgraded, man. God damn it! Goddamn Apple.
I know. But by the time I can see why they're getting looted, fucking assholes.
Yeah, no kidding. Is this looting still going on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the live video.
I was watching live video of Santa Monica all morning of people running in and out of the Nike store down there on fucking off of Santa Monica Pier.
Damn.
And just running out with fucking like 30, 40 boxes of shoes, loading them up into cars.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's down at the mall right now.
Oh, man. I kind of want to go down there now.
Mm-hmm. They're telling everybody who is like part of the peaceful process to go home and stuff that it's all people from.
They're already fucking shooting California at people that are part of the peaceful protest, though.
Oh, goddamn. I know. I want to go.
Why are people from California coming to Spokane?
It's like
Not for the weather.
Yeah. Just premises. Like, destroy the... Oh.
It's not like weed's not legal there. So, yeah, why are they here?
Racist.
Beast.
They should go to Coeur d'Alene then.
To hide out, man. That. Wait, this protection program.
The rumor going around is Antifa.
Yeah.
And they're just
They're saying Proud Boys.
Oh, I did hear that some white supremacists. Some white supremacists were also going to come over and fuck shit up.
Proud Boys is such a ridiculous thing that it started off of a fucking podcast as a joke. And now it's like some fucking major hate group. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's like the MTFU guys. Those fucking douchebags.
Deuce's favorite people.
I fucking hate those people. I want to start a group called MTFUFU. You figure it out. So, well, in better news, I heard Tom Cruise is going to space.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sweet. I watched that space launch yesterday. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, we had NASA and Elon Musk. They're gonna save the planet. They're going. God damn it! They're going. They sent the rocket up, and then Tom Cruise is supposed to film a movie in space with NASA.
ISS, yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
He's just some regular fucking guy. He's the one guy that makes me think maybe I want to be a Scientologist. Whatever I know he's nuts and they're nuts, but whatever he's doing, I've never seen the guy not happy. He always is just like fucking killing it, right?
But I mean, he's filthy fucking rich.
That's true. That does help.
He's surrounded by people that just agree with anything he says. Like, of course.
Banging lots of chicks.
That way his whole fucking life, I mean.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. I do like that. All right, yeah, he does have. I mean, you see him, he's like hanging, like that last Mission Impossible, he's literally hanging from an airplane as they're flying through the air. In the new Top Gun, he literally like went through fighter pilot training to be in the I think they're flying F-15s in that.
Weren't they
18s? Oh, was it the Hornets or something? Yeah. So I mean, that's just, it's nuts. The guy's killing. He's jumping up and down on sofas. He's always happy. He's bringing muffins to Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you remember that one comedian that came to the club and told the story about Tom Cruise? I know I've said it on the podcast before. Like, Tom Cruise showed up to a barbecue that he was at, and he was like, you know what's better than football? Fucking your wife.
Wait,
I can't remember what comic it was. It might have been like Craig Robinson or maybe it was, god damn it, maybe it was Tony Hinchcliffe. I think it was Tony.
And I think you're right. And he so god fucking Jesus Christ. Can you imagine Tony Hinchcliffe and Tom Cruise in the same room, like having a genuine conversation together? Like how uncomfortable Tom Cruise must be the whole time, and how much Tony Hinchcliffe
would worse for fucking Tony, man.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
He probably revels in it though.
No, probably.
He probably wants the uncomfortable to fuck with people.
Yeah. He loves that shit.
All right. Shit, man. Well, hopefully sometime when this quarantine is over, we can get you back in studio sometime when you're not working.
Well, see, it looks like I've already been replaced, but it took you two people to replace me, so that's cool.
Wow.
Well, I got to do something. You stopped showing up.
My bad, man.
No, it's all right. I said at the top of the show, but I'm going to 2 times a week, and I may actually try and get to 5 times a week, go Monday through Friday with this bad boy.
Okay.
I got the time now, so I'm doing it.
I can always do it this way, man, if I'm home.
That's true, too. Zoom.
I like this. My setup's better than yours, I think. So.
Yeah, well, let's just do it at your house, then. I'll come over there. but yeah, I mean, I'm thinking I got the time, so I'm just gonna might as well can't do stand up.
Yeah, you're not getting booked for any fucking shows.
I got one weekend in July.
All right, booked already?
Yeah, I got one. Nice. Fucking one.
One.
One. That's
for how
it.
Many that were canceled?
What's that? For how many canceled over the last few months? How many did I lose? Probably 40.
man.
I bet. I lost, I think in the last 2 weeks of March alone, I think I lost 14 or more. So yeah, I probably lost, probably all said and done, probably close to 40 shows.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's insane, man. That's a lot of money.
And probably, probably all my rooms.
I should have sent my stimulus check to you instead of.
Yeah, man.
Internet.
Yeah. I need more mushrooms. That's not true. I have a bunch.
I do not. Speaking of, I figured out what you sold my wife.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that, buddy.
Hey, and well, listen, it wasn't my, like, I didn't like push it on her. Okay.
No, I know.
I was asked.
She told me one night, and she was like, "Let's do this," and I was like, "I am so fucking stressed out right now from everything that's going on. There is no fucking way."
Yeah.
Last time I did mushrooms was terrible. I'm not adding something else. No.
Just do it. Relax. You'll have a good time.
I'm not the relaxed kind of person.
This will help.
No, it will not. It'll have the opposite effect.
All right. Well, if maybe.
You're downtown running around naked trying to break into the fucking Apple store.
I didn't sell her PCP. We did the test. It was pretty great.
Oh, no. Yeah. She did it in front of me, too.
Oh, there. See? So you're good to go.
I trust you on that.
They're saying to avoid the downtown core area from 5th to Mission.
Oh, wow.
That's like all the way to my house.
Jesus.
Leap over it, Deesis.
All right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not really downtown anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll go that far, but they...
I was just thinking on my way home from work, too. I was like, you know, if a riot does break out here, where is it going to be? It's going to be like Riverfront Park, downtown area, of course. Yeah. But I was like, that's not going to happen here.
Yeah, it'll be...
conservative. And then all of a sudden, fucking, I check my phone and they're like, oh, yeah, it's happening. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's going to be... I wonder if what'll burn down. As long as I should go for the courthouse and shit. I'm good with that.
I got a couple of ideas, businesses downtown that I could see burnt down, but I don't think I can mention any.
What would you start with?
I'll say I'd go with like the DOL.
You're welcome for the car. Travis, what would you burn down?
Yeah, probably the DOL on Sprague. It's just an ugly ass building, and like I'd hope nobody was in there. And
I would hope nobody.
I hope I burn all the car stickers so nobody can drive,
or just everyone drives those stickers.
Oh, that'd be anarchy.
I know we've talked about it a lot on this show, but I think I could be, I'd be okay with if like we purged, did the purge thing.
It's
I think I could, I think I would, I'd be all right with that for, to do that for a bit. So Jeremy's got cameras and guns and bow and arrows. He'd be fine.
Oh yeah. No, I'm good.
I
got enough ammo to hold out for a while.
There you go.
Dang, dude, that sucks. I was hoping to get tacos after all this.
Taco Bell's still open.
Yeah, I can make tacos.
All right. Taco Bell doesn't give up for anything.
All right, man. We're gonna wrap up here in a second, but I'll let you go. Good to see you. Thanks again. I'll hit you up. We'll figure out what's going on.
Definitely.
All right, sounds good, man. I'll catch you soon.
Bye, Jeremy.
Wow, that's so cool that you got that technology, Deez. Being able to bring in people like that.
Yeah. Assign and how do I leave this? Leave meeting.
Jeff.
How do I leave? Eric, you're the host now. I don't know what happened. All right, there we go. Fuck it.
So they're saying like if your car's parked downtown, there's a good chance, like a 50-50 chance it'll get fucked up.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
Downtown's getting lit. I kind of want to. You guys want to go check it out?
Yeah. We're not get some tacos.
They're not going to let anyone get near it.
We can walk in.
Probably, but I mean.
We're not going to take it.
What if we ride our bikes?
Well, I have to drive through there to get home, so.
You could go the.
No, I have to drive through there to get home. No. I do. I kind of want to see. I'm not going to be like close. I'm not going to it. I'm just driving through it.
Through it. Okay.
So he's going to be wearing some new Nikes tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally didn't stop by, guys.
Yeah. I wasn't going to take any part of it.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you with these AirPods in.
They brought in like their own barricades and stuff, the riders.
Jesus.
So they were prepared.
Yeah, they were prepared to riot after we left.
Damn.
Dude, yeah. That's scary. Yeah. And especially if it's out of town, like thugs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's no
just
good.
Just not giving a fuck.
God, I want to go down.
Although, if you're going to destroy a city, might as well destroy someone else's.
That's true. They probably are destroyed their own.
Someone's using it to shamelessly advertise. What are they advertising? North Idaho pressure washing will help clean up after this. With their phone number.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome, man. Oh, gosh.
They probably started it.
Yeah.
From North Idaho.
All right. Before we'll get out of here shortly. So Finn asked you, I didn't expect you to, but did you bring news?
I did. I didn't know if like it okay. was going to be. I mean, I feel like the most big news is the riot now, and my news feels really lame. I kind of thought it was lame.
We need something anyway. A little.
Do you want to do the news?
I can lighten the mood.
Okay. Let's do the news.
What's Sophie's song? I don't think I heard it.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
Oh, that's what's up, Sophie.
I've never heard that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Sophie, what do you got?
I have something about a baker who's making it big in the baking industry right now by baking toilet paper cakes. They're lemon something, and then he wraps it in fondant, and it looks like toilet paper, and people are eating it up.
So the toilet paper. Oh, wait. Okay.
They're
I'm sorry.
Actual cakes.
Yeah,
they're cakes.
It's not made with toilet paper.
I thought we meant like a toilet cake, like those things they put at the bottom of urinals.
Urinal
cakes.
Oh, gross.
Urinal cakes. Toilet. No. There's actual edible cakes.
Yeah.
They're made to look like toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's just been selling out like, let's see.
One question. Hot cakes. Will he make them for gay people?
I think he makes wet wipes for gay people.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's lubricated, pre-lubricated wipes.
Yeah, so they've gotten so popular that he's actually been able to hire more people. And he's like, it's great to know that we have job security, like
cake
thanks
makers.
To the toilet paper cakes. So that's that.
You know, wait, I wonder if he's like able to just, he's like, I have toilet paper. And then in really small print, he puts cakes. And people yeah. come in and just buy them. And they're like,
and then they wipe it on their ass and they're like, this didn't get yeah. anything.
Yeah. He's like, oh, how much did I shit? Well, it's chocolate. what is it? How do we feel about, these newfangled cakes? I mean, I appreciate the artistry, but like I also appreciate a good painting, like a really great, like a sculpture, the
Statue of Liberty.
Sure, the Statue of Liberty, but I don't go, you know what? I wish I could eat that.
See, yeah.
That's a shame, dude.
Absolutely.
Like, and what if somebody like hand carved like a fucking beautiful Greek or Roman statue, but just out of salami? And you just come by and just like grab a little bite. That'd be tight. Or if it was Statue of Liberty.
Birds would just
size,
like shit all over it.
Like a huge cheese Statue of Liberty.
They make cakes that look like geodes and crystals. So I mean,
that's pretty
though.
Yeah,
but you can
get
real geodes and crystals. Aren't those better? Because then you can keep them.
But you can't eat them.
Right, but it's cute.
Yeah.
It is cute.
But the thing also, about I need a cake to taste good. So if it just looks good and tastes like shit, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it tastes like toilet paper?
Having your cake and eating it too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, people want to take their most favorite pastimes and hobbies and turn it into edible
arrangements.
Their favorite pastime is shitting. I don't know. I don't want to eat something that looks like toilet paper.
Yeah,
like,
that is weird.
I also whatever just happened to just a rectangle of cake. You put some frosting around the edges and throw some candles on Yeah, but you're just gonna eat it. I don't need frills. I just want to eat a cake. I don't even want to eat cake actually. when it comes down to it, I don't even like cake. Also, controversial stance: pie over cake all day.
Yeah. Oh, any Definitely. Day,
all day, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
it depends on the pie, actually.
No.
Come on.
Like a fruit pie?
Yeah.
Apple
pie. What kind of pie? What's your favorite pie?
Sour Saleri's makes a really good. It's like basically like a chocolate, like whipped cream sort of like pie.
Okay.
You can spice it up with like crushed up Oreos and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn tasty.
That is or like pretty, the, like
the
pudding, pretty tasty.
Like the pudding pies.
Pudding pie.
Yeah. That's my favorite pie.
Yeah, but like just like that fucking sheet cake with just like that weird crunchy fake. Kind of like fake sugary shell on the top that just like
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not that's not I pie all day, man.
Yeah,
but it's like it's revolutionary. It's like this toilet paper or cake artist that's like progressing our cake to past the rectangle. And,
I saw someone do the solar system on a pie one time. I mean, that's pretty
that's
cool,
sweet.
Right?
Just like in the pie crust, like decoratively.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Was it colorful?
Well, no.
See, that's where pies are lacking.
But I mean, you could do different tones with like burning it and stuff.
Yeah, you could use different
Jack
berries.
Jack knows all about burning food.
Yeah, you know, like like a cherry is Mars.
Yeah,
so, like you could use like a blueberry as Neptune, or I guess you'd have to go scale for size. So like you use like a plum for Neptune,
grapefruit,
just
Jupiter.
One solid plum uncooked on the top.
I mean, you can cook it, but it's gonna it's going to take longer.
There was like horror cakes where they were doing
horror
like
cakes?
Horror cakes.
I like horror cakes.
Pies, sorry. Where they
made
like
Christina, they made Christina Aguilera cakes?
Like, like decrepit faces, like murder pies.
Murder pies.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, nothing makes me makes really whets my appetite like knowing someone recently got murdered. That was what ruined my career as a detective. Every time I'd get on a crime scene, they're like, Casillas, check that out. I'm like, I would, but I'm pretty hungry right now. What's Uber Eats delivering? Does Postmates come all the way out here? When's happy hour and it's Cyrus O'Leary's? I could really use a pie. They got pecan? Is that seasonal? So, yeah, horror pies.
Horror pies. Don't they call them that anyway?
Yep.
That's what I call them.
Did you spit on them?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So this one, speaking, we always find a nice way to segue into
dead babies.
Sexual. Oh. Oh my god. I am not gonna say what I'm about to say because I know you'll use it as a soundbite in the future. So.
What?
She's learned.
What do you mean?
See that smile. Something's up, Sophie. You got an exciting one for us, huh?
Yeah, so pair hired for man's broom sexual fantasy turns up in bedroom at wrong address with machetes. Can you imagine opening the door and these guys are like, let's do this. And it's like,
okay,
the wrong house.
Sorry. Can you read that for me one more time?
Yeah.
That was, that's definitely a brain teaser there.
It's pretty wordy. Pair hired for man's broom sexual fantasy turn up in bedroom at wrong address with machetes. I'll continue.
this is like a choose your own adventure book where you have to work backwards to figure out like
what exactly it all.
Yeah.
So
until Kevin Spacey drops the cup and you figure out he was Kaiser Soze all along.
So the sub headline or whatever they're called says, after appearing in an unsuspecting resident's bedroom with knives at 6:15 a.m., the duo accepted their mistake, saying, quote, sorry, mate.
Wait. So what's a broom fetish? Is that what it's called? And how does it involve machetes?
Okay. I don't know how it involves machetes, but they do say, so Two men snuck into a bedroom with machetes after being hired to carry out a stranger's sexual fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and stroked with a broom, only to discover they had got the wrong address. So that's, I guess, what a broom fantasy is.
Okay.
They don't say if it's like a dust broom, you know.
I need to, yeah.
A regular house broom. Right. Right, but they showed up with knives, so they got the fantasy wrong anyway.
We really fucked this one up.
Yeah. It's in Sydney, Australia, so, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
They probably just had the knives anyway.
Sure. I feel if a guy is into getting tied up in his underwear and getting caressed with brooms, he's probably only a small, like half of fucking sea breeze away from being caressed with machetes. Like, he's not, that's not a long leap to be like, hey, how about the machetes? He's like, listen, I'm not a freak, guys, okay? Yeah. Brooms only, all right? Yeah.
I was very specific. The facts of the case are unusual. Judge Sean Grant. Yeah, Sean. That is. So he's setting out for a not guilty verdict, saying the evidence did not suggest the men's actions were intentional. Yeah, they said sorry. I don't know what else they can do at that point.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, yeah, to me, if they didn't go through with what they were hired to do, then no harm, no foul.
Also,
yeah.
You got a free broom fetish. Like
that guy just discovered himself in that moment. Yeah. Like, whoa, loved that.
It turns out I like things. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to look my wife in the eye ever the same.
Oh, it wasn't the soft part of the broom. He wanted the broom handle to be rubbed around his underwear.
Like around his underwear.
Just around it?
Yeah, like is that the top of the underwear or just like on his underwear around about?
What kind of underwear is he wearing?
I'm just picturing whitey tidies, mm-hmm. considering this type of fantasy.
Sure.
It seems pretty like he's a government worker who like doesn't know how to explore his sexual needs, and he saw some weird thing on the internet and is like, I'm gonna try that, and then it boy, did it go wrong.
Yeah, this sounds like a prank that got out of hand. So yeah. Like he's out drinking with some mates one night, and they're like, yeah, dude, if you're really looking to try something, you ever tried the broom fetish?
Yeah, like, he's like, no.
What you do is you get totally in your underwear, and then you have some guys that may or may not have machetes and are really bad at using Google Maps come into possibly your apartment or a neighbor's, causing quite a ruckus. Don't worry, they'll apologize. Yeah. And then they will rub the broom around your underwear.
Yeah, I feel like it would feel nicer to get the actual soft side of the broom, just like a nice stroke down the back, like put you right to sleep.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, I don't know about this guy. He was going to pay $5,000.
Are you kidding me?
Australian, though?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah,
It's like $3,400.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Probably.
Oh, I always thought. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's.
That's the broom challenge.
Bitch off, it's too early, he said when they did finally get there. Okay, this is my last story. Okay. I just have one more. Okay, so I accept. FC Soul, quote, sorry, after accidentally using sex dolls to replace fans in empty ground.
Oh, yeah, 'cause the Korean soccer or baseball.
Yeah, they wanted to have, like, fans in there. Mm-hmm. And I guess their supplier insisted that the mannequins were not for sexual use. It's funny, too.
Listen, any mannequins for sexual use,
yeah,
if you believe in yourself.
The mannequins all have face masks on, so you can't tell that their mouths are probably all gaping open. So
gaping?
It's a, wow. Right. You know how I like that word.
It's very ambitious.
That word.
yeah, so... It's anybody could make that mistake.
I mean, honestly, I feel like that's a good distraction tactic. If you're the home team, like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a bunch of sex dolls up there.
And it says mannequins, some sex dolls, and some holding signs advertising porn sites in the stadium. So,
I mean, they're just missing. Listen, there's like there was a time when boxers were coming in with literally like, you know, like DraftKings written on their back in ink because they were like selling the advertising space of their back because, you know,
oh my gosh,
any space they could get to. Oh, God damn it. Now we're just frying up here. It's done listening to us. And you know, they were just selling any fucking advertising space they could goddamn get. So yeah, if you can get a couple extra square footage, sell some porn space. Yeah, everyone's at home right now. They're all using porn sites. So would they be losing money not to?
Yeah, I mean,
great use for out of work mannequins too.
Plus, you finish the game, you got to take home a fan. It's you still keep your social distance.
That's true. That's true. Oh god, yeah, this thing is killing me. Check. Yeah, it's still.
You made it 300 episodes, pretty damn good.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, guys, Sophie, thank you. That's the news with Sophie.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Wonderful news.
It's wonderful news.
Always bringing the heavy.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to get out of here for this week. Again, thanks for coming around. And thanks for to Traz and Jack for being here and to Monica and Jeremy. We Jay Mitz, also a former news anchor, not able to be with us. But she tried. We will get her in studio again soon. Miss you. Love you, Jay. Thank you for all you did for the show over the years also. And again, guys, remember, we're going to be going to a Tuesday-Thursday release date starting this week. You'll hear this. This is Tuesday, and then you get one Thursday. This Thursday, I'm going to be speaking to April Worley. She is a artist out of Missoula, Montana, so look forward to that. All right, guys, and again, go to Dee's calendar or go to Dee's comedy / calendar, and maybe one day there'll be stuff on it again to see. Until then, thanks, guys, for the social hour. I am Deese, and for Monica and Jeremy and Traz and Jack and Sophie, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I would like to apologize to probably everyone over the last 6 years. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you next week.